Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, how are you? It's your boy, man. It's your man. Shit. Can't get this shit working. Matt. I didn't get my intro going. Shit. Damn, shit was just working for something. Well, now I can't get my intro working. Oh, this is one of those days, man. Can you get that going anyway? Let me go ahead and shit, man.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Get your hand off my penis!
Yes.
I see that you know your judo well.
Yeah, should be starting out, guys. Guess we're going to start, but if we're going to start, I'm sitting back and let it start. Well, shit, ain't going to start.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are.
Get your balls out of her purse. Go dig up your spine. It's time for the Man Mindset Dating Radio Show with your host, all the way from Planet Man, Steve the Dean Williams.
This show is rated MAD. It contains ways to pick up women without the use of tricks and gimmicks. If you're looking for a quick fix or a magic pill, please take your soft, take her to another show. This radio show is intended for people who are ready to learn how to date and bed women like real men do. Time to stop the bullshit. Viewer discretion is advised. Take it away, Steve.
All right, well, goddamn. I guess we will take it with that one. Shit, I guess my intro.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
I have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come in. Like, it's more of the game, the storyline, the line. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I knew he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day. If it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's Jay!
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the dude, www.dmanmindset.com. Guys, if y'all want to call in, I guess the lines are open. Y'all can call in at 515-605-9373. Well, it's 515-605-9373. We have a question. You can call in or you can post a question in the chat room. So if you have a question in the chat room, just put a question in there. If not, I'll try to pick it up, but if not, call in with any questions. We'll really help you out and chop it up and help you guys become better men. So that is something that's very important to us, what we want to do and we want to get them. So we want you guys to realize that y'all guys are not winning, okay? A lot of you guys are not winning. A lot of you guys don't even know how to win. And it's amazing. It's amazing how all you guys out there sit around and just lose every day. Just walking and taking losses and just not really good with them. Flash, you better get my belongings in here. Flash, how you doing, man? What's going on, Flash? Flash, you hear me, Flash? You hear me, everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you, Flash. I kind of distorted.
Yeah.
All right, you didn't sound bad.
Yeah, hold on. Talk again.
All right, check one, two, because you're coming in pretty good.
Yeah, you kind of sound a little distorted. You sound a little distorted.
Well, Flash, you said you're low. Yeah, you like, you far away from me.
Do what now?
I said you far away, they say you're coming low. So you know how to speak up.
Okay, can you hear, is this loud enough?
Well, I can hear you. I just want to know, is that okay with Flash, guys? Because I can hear you and everything. I guess I'll let you know. We're trying to work on these things. I got the new mixer in. I don't know how that shit's going to work, so we just waiting. Check. I don't know. Maybe that's what's going to be what to do.
Hello.
Hi, Flash. You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Say something else.
Flash, check.
I can hear you now.
Wait, can you hear me now or you can't hear me now?
I can hear you. You're like, go ahead.
Come in.
I don't know. But anyway, guys, any questions y'all have, just hit me up at the Man Mindset. We still working with the audio. Audio crew out from that shit. So, the flash is going with you, man.
Say that again.
I said, what is going on with you?
Nothing's going on with you?
Yeah, hey, alright. Well, hey, Flash, why don't you go ahead and I'm going to shut down on the phone. Okay, if it's not, you can't hear it. I'm just saying, it's not working.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. I'll just run it like fucking here, man. Go ahead and do your thing, bro. Yeah, we're just going to do things, we can't really hear him that well, so I don't keep the lines open, but we'll just do everything from the chat room like we've been doing. I don't know what's going on with the phone line, so we'll definitely do it like that. Let's get some questions in there. We'll definitely answer the lines. Yeah, I don't know why everybody's coming low, but what I'm going to do, for a lot of you guys, there's a lot of you guys out there that sit around and always standing up for women. Now, I wanted to play something. I don't know if it's going to play or something. I don't know if y'all will be able to hear it. But I'm going to try to play it and see if y'all can hear it. It looks like it was coming fine when I was playing it. Before when I was doing the sound check, it seemed like it was coming in fine. I had no problems with it, but I guess We're having some kind of issue for, I don't know, So we got the lines kind of messed up right now, and, but anyway, y'all can hear the chat room, just gonna make sure y'all can hear me touching the phone. My select chat room, just give me a yes, we're switching with the phone down here. Sure, whoever's in the chat room and say something, so y'all hear me. Yes, yes, or no. How do I sound, chat room? Let me know. Well, we can hear somebody speak, so we can hear something. Thank you guys, I appreciate it. Okay. Now, the audio, so the audio of the intro was kind of low in the beginning. So what I'm going to do, I'll just the phone lines are messed up, but what I'll do is I'll play it from here. Because I got it right here, let me play that shit. We were talking about what I'm about to talk about. We won't lose the lines, but if y'all call in, I think I can still talk to y'all, so y'all can try to call who I want. If not, put the questions in here, and I'll be happy to answer. So let me tell y'all what's going on that I saw. Somebody showed me this, and it's something that I want to talk about and discuss with you guys. There are a lot of times a lot of these guys out there, because a lot of these guys don't know anything about women. A lot of these guys put women first. A lot of these guys pander to women. Sometimes a woman is going to give you her phone number because she's not giving to you because she likes you. Sometimes a woman is giving you her number because she doesn't know how to say no. And it's really interesting what I'm about to play to you that I got from one of my dogs in my favorite shit is this guy. Wait a second. I picked that back. The woman says here is that I met this guy. I was right. Okay, so she met this guy, and she said, I don't know why I gave him my number, and he left her a voice message today. Let me tell you about this, because it's not only a lot of you guys that you get mad, you get angry, and you get frustrated, and you call women up, and you don't get a return call. And you send her a text message, and sometimes you see her replying to the text message, but she doesn't reply back. Or you get ready for her. Or you notice that she's in a line on Facebook, and she say hi to her, and she has something about the back. And a lot of you guys feel angry. So what I want to do is I want to close this clip, because this is big. We got to talk about why y'all lose. Y'all got to hear this. That influence is fake. It's fake. But we're going to play it, and we're going to play it a few times and listen to it. Now, there are a few things I want you to listen for, because it's very important. This is what I'm trying to get you guys to start doing. Is listening and reading between the lines. Listen to his voice, and when you hear this guy's talk, he should already tell you a story of why he's not going to win. But we're going to play it. It's only 57 seconds long. We're going to play it. Then we're going to play it again and break it down, because this shit right here is so fucking crazy. But you're a fucking man of God. Now, let me say this before I even explode that. Somebody sent me a message. Yeah, okay. Somebody sent me a message about the situation. And he said, I want to play you guys. I'm not playing you guys. I want to read to you what people are saying about what this guy says. Okay? Now, this guy says, it looks like, and the guy's name is Maven. I guess his name is Maven, okay? After these guys listen to this audio thing, what the fuck has been saying? It looks like Maven is one who got a bullet. She works with a monster and is trying to put him on a blast. This other guy said Maven has cut and dry, got his game right and correct. If there were more Mavens in the world, Jesus Christ. one last single knows out there on welfare and playing games. Now, these are just comments from the guys we have to play with here. Another guy said, well, self-advised, why did you give him the number if you never want to respond? This is explaining, I don't know what it is. I guess this she explains why she didn't respond. I thought both of these things were considered really itself. And the last one says, I honestly can say, although this man is being accepted, I feel that he's really coming from. It's frustrating when a woman gives you her number and then kind of blanks you. I don't know what that means. When you try to communicate with the number, she decides that she gave it to you. Let's see, it certainly doesn't make any sense for this woman is big, and this is a racist day for a woman that uses this number. Now, these are guys here. I'm about to play it all the clip. And we're going to play this a few times, and we're going to talk about this shit, man. The shit is what value guys need. That is what value needs, and the shit y'all say is so fucking corny and shit. So I'm about to pull it up, and I'm going to play it real quick in its entirety. We'll talk about it, and then I'm going to break it down. Also, I'm going to take it. If you're not calling, I'll phone call you. And I'm going to answer any questions I have in the chat. But my point is, and explain, look right here. Look at this. This man sent me a message after she has not responded to him. Check this out.
Hey, this is Melvin, and I texted you last night. You never responded back. If you didn't want me to have your number, why did you give it to me? That was kind of like dumb as hell. You seem like you want to be really young, dumb-minded, but you got the little rinky-dink minimum wage job at Marshall's, and you think you're the bomb, and then you're in the firecraft. They went on weeds like you, some 90-year-old lady with no hair. I mean, I thought she had a nice face and body, but beyond that, there's so many chicks in San Diego with that, and I got 20 of them, so I'm not about to be chasing you around. I mean, unless you were mentally retarded or something, normally when somebody calls or texts you, but you gave your number, you respond back. So I guess you're too retarded to realize that, so I'm going to just go ahead and delete your number.
Wow, he is a winner. This is a winner. He never wins chicken sandwiches. He is a winner, man. He is a winner. And that's the thing. Allow me, there's a lot of guys out there that sit and lie about shit. And this is what you get. And this is what I'm saying. See, for a lot of you guys, I gotta understand, there's a lot of you guys out there that know nothing about you. You have no idea how to talk to women. You have no idea how to approach women. You don't know what to do and say in circumstances where it comes to women. And a lot of women out there, sometimes they just don't want to say no. Sometimes they feel threatened. Or sometimes they're so weirded out by most of you sexual-class motherfuckers out there that they don't want to give you their number. They don't want to talk to you. And I wouldn't say that, but it is so right. It is her right to not want to call you. And that's why I always try to explain to you guys out there that it is very important to understand. This is why I tell you never to get a woman's number. Because as soon as you get her phone number, you're running behind her, kissing her ass, and bending over the bathrooms. And I don't want you guys to do that. What I want you guys to do is I want you to be more arrogant and be more like a fucking man that has a pair of balls and doesn't give a fuck what you think. But what you see here is a guy that you can tell in his voice who is weak and who is scared. And the question you gotta ask yourself, and listen, and I'm not trying to knock the majority of you guys out there, but you gotta understand, I'm gonna play this for you a few times. I want you to know that, this is not just him. And the reason I want you to, I know a lot of you guys got this from them. Sure. Well, it ain't me. Woo! Man, that guy's a loser right there, man. That guy, man, there ain't nothing. Hey, let me tell y'all something. We do need y'all to understand about how this game works, man. Just hit a piece of paper and draw a straight line right down the middle of that piece of paper. It is your simple, and I'm not going to complicate it. I'm going to simplify it for you. There are just two sides. All of you are on our side, and you are a man, or you are not this guy in her eyes. Now, listen. I'm not saying that that guy is you. I'm saying that's how she sees you. Either you are a man about your shit, or you are that guy that she sees that is just like what you see right now. And for a lot of you guys, I know you're in denial, and I know a lot of you guys don't want to believe that. But what you have right here is somebody that is lying. Somebody that doesn't know who he is. Somebody that is trying to flop him up by knocking their woman down. And I keep telling you guys, this is what is weird about this thing. If this show looks like a backpack woman, again, this is not me protecting women by no means. But if you put it that way about that woman, then why the fuck are you trying to even talk to her in the first place? Because just like the majority of you guys don't put your fucking feelings when it comes to these women out here. A lot of you guys out there are so pissed up on these women, y'all are not, you just get mad. You get mad at yourself, you get mad at the money, you get mad at the situation. You blame everything else but yourself. But when you get a guy on the phone, you can say, what do you think is real? He has no idea what he's going to do. What are you guys going to do? Just play the fucking sacrifice. Let's look at this for a second, okay? Let's play out this game. And you're going to do it. Let me see how you work here. Let me see how you do it here. All right, we're going to take it one at a time. Okay, let's see if you got this. Okay.
Hey, this is Melvin. I texted you last night, but never.
Whatever, I saw them.
You didn't have your number. Why didn't you give it to me, Babel?
If you didn't want me to have your little man, this thing screams mommy. This thing screams mommy. I want my mommy. What man says to a woman, if you didn't want my mother, why won't you give it to me? Is this what's in the water nowadays? Is this the thing that's in the water? That's the problem with the majority of you guys out there. Majority of you guys, because you don't know women, you don't know yourself, you don't know how to go in the story. A lot of you guys, and you look at the measures, a lot of guys are dependent, man. See, the thing about Melvin, Mr. Carter, is this, and that's what I keep trying to tell you guys. Melvin is more different than the majority of you guys out there. It doesn't look, you don't want to sound like Melvin to be seen as Melvin, and that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You are either going to be seen as a man, or you're going to be seen like one of the fucking Melvin, and that's the truth. There are two ways to run. Some of y'all are going to be turned on by you or turned off by you. Now, let me continue more of this shit. Now, listen to this.
It's kind of like dumb as hell.
Alright. So, if you want to go out with her, you give her a clap for being a victim, so then you can act with emotional. It's like the fucking rock poster. What I am trying to tell you guys is this. This is the majority of you guys out there. This is you. You don't see it, you're not supposed to see it. But if you ever ask yourself, the law will protect me back. The law is the time I try to talk to her, she doesn't get to the business. Now the time I try to reach out to her, not that she reach out to me. Now the time I try to talk to her, she talks about other guys and tells me how friendly I am. Because you are self-love Melvin, and you don't even realize that shit. Listen to me, this is it.
Seem like you want to be little young, dumb-minded brides.
It seems like you want to be young, dumb-minded brides. But it's just the fact that the fuck are you even sitting in this bitchin' message? Because the majority of you motherfuckers out there have been raised by a person that is making you more emotional, more weak, more passive aggressive, more making excuses, more blind, making a lot of shit, and y'all don't even realize it. And you guys call this person mine. You guys call this person mine. Because you guys are the kind of guys that you can tell they're not guys here. That just really one that you want to finish you know that you need to do anything for him. She's not the same. He would do anything for her just to be around her. And that's the truth. And you know what? Hey, check it out. And I respect what she's saying. You know why? Because a lot of people are not honest with themselves. And that's where I get the facts, man. It is tragic. And the tragic part to all of this is that you don't have to be this way. You can live with women. But a woman is not going to be turned in by someone that's always bitching, whining, moaning, complaining, being a victim, and they're bitching, whining, moaning, complaining, they talk shit about it to make themselves feel better. That's not the way to be a woman.
You got the little
Ricky D's
minimum wage job at
Marshall. You got the Ricky D's job at Marshall. Hey, let me tell you what you mean. And I say this. I had a Ricky D's job at 15. Like this. My Ricky D's job made me $4.35 a month. My Ricky D's job. I had to take two buckets sometimes to even get to that reasonable job because I wanted to save money on gas. So I only go into a reasonable company to drive a reasonable truck. So I only have reasonable feelings, reasonable members of helpers, and reasonable robbing leaders. That's out. All these things I have, they work for living things. Then it never stopped me from smashing motherfucking rooms. So after 5 minutes, if you can't hear me, I'm going to keep going. I don't know if you're hearing me, but 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm not coming in. All right. I don't know if they can hear you, but talk, you know, that's what they can hear you now, because it comes down to the garden someday. But I'm saying for you guys out there, it doesn't matter if you have a miserable job because you ain't getting rid of family fucking jobs. It doesn't matter if she's a single mother because you're not getting at her because you want to pay daddy to her fucking kids. What I'm saying for you guys out there, is that what is important here is that you guys got to understand that this time is you. All of you guys are like that. But you are either a man in the eyes or you're like Morgan, and that's the bottom fucking line. So let's keep looking at what Morgan's got to say. If Morgan's lying, you got to pick him and want to talk to him about it.
You think you the bomb and ain't in the fire pass around wigs like you some 90-year-old lady for nothing.
You're wearing, guys. When he talks about the best, I'm assuming that you know what I mean. But then you have a problem with kind of having a reason and then you say it's matter because you thought you had science. But now you're going to sit there blind, bitch, mad, and complain like a fucking suck. And that's what you're doing around these women. When you don't get your way around women, you think of emotional life none when you don't get your way. But things are going to be wrong, she has to be seen what she wants to do. She did not, and it's a last spot.
Hey, and I thought she had a nice face and body, but beyond that, there's so many chicks in San Diego with that, and I got plenty of them, so.
Oh! No. Guys, I don't know how many times I've told you this, and it's like 11 questions and 3 questions. I don't know how many times I can tell you this and be in serious resolution. That you can tell easily, or you want me to tell somebody in your hands, why do you lie on this? I don't know. Why do y'all say things like you got something in you really even bother you? You can't understand women. Because if you can do it for insects of y'all, the guy doesn't get women. So if you invite her bitch up and throw in the trash and she can cut women and not even sweat that shit that's going on with them. But look at
them. I'm not about to be chasing you around. I mean,
I'm not about to be chasing you around. Not Freaking Live, guys, love that news and season. The news. I don't want you guys to lose. I want you guys to win. But you're not going to win doing the things that y'all are doing right now and thinking the things that y'all are doing. For me. Yes, you're right. Marvin doesn't need you guys to help him. Well, Marvin is not necessarily beyond my help. See, the thing, okay. Well, Marvin actually is not beyond the help of the changes mindset. He himself has to begin to be honest with himself, okay? That's what I'm saying. Let's get into this.
I guess you're too retarded to realize that, so I'm going to just go ahead and delete your number.
Oh, my God. The meaning, that means that you get a voicemail from a guy in front of the car, he wanted to jump on the bed. Really? You think he's here to talk about you? Come on, man. You have got to be better men. You have got to be better men. Mike, I understand what you're saying about leadership. He doesn't necessarily need leadership, Mike. He's got to stop lying first, Mike. That's the most important. Stop lying to yourself and stop thinking that you have something going on more than what is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to say. And what I want you guys to see is that this is why most of you guys will always be second and third place to win. Because you don't even know how to talk to a woman without a feminine, or without coaching her out, or without a girl saying to herself, you know what, no, I'm not doing this shit. We can be friends, and that's about it. And that's how it goes when you do that. But what is it that makes this guy who he is? The way he feels about himself is part of the problem. The way he lies to himself is part of the problem. But the thing about him is that he's the kind of guy, like a lot of you guys, that don't want to use the necessary basics. A lot of you guys out there don't do the necessary things to do to win. You want it right now, you want it fast, and you want it quick. That's all you want. And you wonder why you lose. You wonder why a lot of these guys become the legends of the world. These women don't want those kind of guys. They don't. I didn't make the rules, and that's just what it is. You gotta figure out who to call you. The lines are acting up. If you want to try to call me, you're saying 515-665. 9-3-7-3. You can come in, or you can leave a message in the chat room. But you gotta start to build these qualities up and start by learning the basics. All of this stuff, for a lot of guys, they feel like it's wrong. They feel like they don't know how to do it. Matter of fact, I had a week, we didn't have a week last yesterday. I was reading too. I want you to be better with women. I want you to be able to talk with anybody, anytime, anywhere, without worrying or discussing. But it's not going to happen when you guys don't believe in yourself. That's just how it is. I'm going to see if this is working. I'm trying to heal him, but if not, I'll just be alone with him. 5-6-4, what's your question? What's your question? Okay, 5-6. What's your question? Okay. 11. That's good. But that's the thing, man. Y'all got some problem, but you don't have to mean it's okay, you don't know. The fact that I feel for a lot of guys who don't have the strength to do me. I know it's tough. You really don't respect that shit. That's just how it is. You really don't respect beauties. And what happens, I'm saying, to a lot of guys with clothes, they don't respect to look. Because, and I know for a lot of you guys are really able to change that, change the narrative. And change is the narrative, but you gotta ask yourself, how you feel about that? Hey, please, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? I really ain't got a question, man. I was just about to drop a little bit of advice, man. Can you hear me?
The word of advice on what?
Can you hear me?
The word of advice on what?
I can't agree with you. The phone's been so bad.
All right, can you hear me? Look, can you hear me?
How long have you been listening to me?
you don't talk about that shit. You don't talk about that bullshit. You don't talk about that shit. Fuck around. Why the fuck? Are you fucking man? Why? Fuck you down your fucking mouth. You're 23 years old. Why would you fucking like that? Did you know that this other person said that speech on? I don't know, maybe I don't know if y'all understand what preacher is. But preacher is when you fuck with somebody and that feeling inside of you starts to look inside that woman, so sometimes it's just with a fucking present. Why are these fuckers when you laugh? That's insane and awesome. I'm waiting. Hey, APC, APC, I got you. I'm going to call you on my phone and let you talk. Okay, I'm going to call you on my phone. I got you on me. I'm going to call you on my phone, okay? Thank you. All right, thank you. Thank you. All right. I don't know what I'm logging in the room, so I'm not logging in the phone and shit. I'm trying to do y'all, motherfuckers, man. Y'all fucking these bitches wrong, so why the fuck are y'all doing this pretty shit? Alright, guys, y'all can call in if y'all want, and I think I can open the lines up from my phone here. So I'm gonna try to open up the lines from my phone, so if you wanna call in, try to call in, and I will, hey, ATMC, call in. Let me see if I can bring you on, and I will try to talk to you, my phone here. So if you want to call in, try it, okay? Man, I can't believe you dumb motherfuckers don't understand the stories of your fucking life, man. I can't believe you dumb motherfuckers don't understand that you're supposed to protect your soul, your shoes. You're not the fuck these men you love. I tell you, fuck men and women as you want to make you a fucking classroom, but stop fucking these men and women. I don't care if you're a woman with it. I don't care if you've gone as well 2 years. You've got to protect your last name and your feelings. Now you see, because you probably got a sick type of SUV. Why? Because you got a little religious? What's going on? That's what I'm saying. Trying to check your ass, bro. Stop saying that. You're trying to check your ass, bro. Okay? If you want to pick up pictures of men, you want to pick up a fucking picture out there and do that shit. I don't know. Get on that bullshit. Y'all can get your ass killed. Fuck that TV on his back and name like you're a pit. Fuck out of here with that shit. Alright, let me see if you hear me, man. Hold on. Let me see if I can help you. Hey, if you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Not that good, though. I'm gonna call you right now. The lab number tells you to turn it over to Milton. You need to fix that shit. You see what the fuck he's talking about. Because I tell him I'm breaking down. He said he can tell me better. He wanted to give you out some fucking advice. Let's see what he got to say.
Hey, Paul, please.
All right, man. Please explain what shit you're talking about. Explain the fuck. All right,
I'm going to explain. This is for guys rather have an issue being themselves and talking to women. For instance,
Stop.
You need to get your right. You need to get your job. So guess what? She
it doesn't matter. Get up on the news, man. Get up on the news. You got to say, man, everybody can be on the football team. You know that, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they got to keep trying. Because if you keep shooting, eventually you're going to make the shot. So you have to keep trying. You have to keep shooting.
But do you keep shooting by pretending to be Magic Johnson or Larry Bird or Michael Jordan? Or do you try to perfect your own religion?
So,
which one shows that shit that you said you saw here, some of these motherfuckers and pretending to be somebody else, dude?
I was just trying to think of something.
This is not the April Fool's show. It's the Man Mindset show. We got that shit coming, son. Believe me. We had it from the April Fool's show. You will realize we got that shit coming, okay? So, when you tell them to take these motherfuckers to pretend, look at what. Now, you come on here and say, you're an AC. Let me say something to you, Zion. Like a bitch. I'm feeling that shit. Yeah, I know.
Well, you came on this motherfucking telling me.
No, it is your battle. Okay. Y'all can call in, and if the number comes in, I'll recognize it, and I'll call you. I'm sorry we gotta do that until we fix these fucking phones, but this is what I'm trying to explain to you guys, man. No, Joe, I'm not looking. Joe, I appreciate that, Joe. Much love. But what worries me, and it's not his fault, because he's trying to help, and I understand he's trying to help. But what makes him, he was doing more harm to you guys, okay? Steve, where are your brother and brother lights? Where are your food? Let me talk to this thing, Heaven. Let me talk to this thing. Let me see if I can find,
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
The thing about the man mindset that I want you to know and understand is not just you, but everybody out there. You've got to understand the foundation of what I'm trying to build you down to see. Because now you asked a great question, and Brian asked a great question, and you just asked me, hey, there are no good questions, Lord, for the truth. That's what he told me. You asked me, what if another doesn't answer? Let me explain something to you. See, in the world today, you've got three different kinds of people. You know, you've got the guys that watch things happen, you got the guys that wonder why things happen, and then you've got the guys that make something happen, okay? But even in that, let's say beyond that thinking of those two levels. So you got a lot of guys that might be able to score a high talent for us, okay? Not only explain what a high talent guy will do with that question you're asking. See, a guy with high talent, he is going to learn himself sick. So he is going to do every and anything he can to win the approval of her mother. That's a guy with high talents, okay? Now, a guy with low talents, is a guy that will stand on some issues, but other issues he will take in, so to speak. Maybe he's like, you know what? I don't want to go out, and I'm going to mean what I say, so I'm going to stand on this issue, okay? Just try to make a real quick too. But still, because he's trying to please his mother, he's trying to please his girlfriend's mother, or he's trying to please his woman, he still got the high tolerance of walking around her eggshell, making sure he does everything right. He cares what the man thinks and what his girlfriend. Let me tell you about the motherfucking man mindset, man. So, you guys, I got questions. Please put them in. I'm here for you. I love for you. I need that. I need you to understand this real quick, too. See, a man mindset guy, a man mindset person does not love high titles. He does not love low titles. Real quick, too. But what? He's got no talent. That means that he is not going to deal with, or give a fuck with somebody else's fault. The only thing that he cares about, Lord says he, is that motherfucker that he sees in the mirror every day and he wants to see his bathroom. That's the motherfucker he cares about. That's the motherfucker he's trying to please, and that's the motherfucker he's going to rock with and protect. I can tell you how many mothers and how many fathers get another motherfucker to take care of. I can tell you that things happen. So when you look at you, I used to, I'm trying to do some very nasty shit. So I didn't say, sometimes when I'm in like the Middle East, we're Asians. When I'm in the Asia area, think it's kind of like China and Pakistan, Afghan, and India. You know, I'm in that little area sometimes and some stuff off these bad bitches, right? But the thing about these bad bitches is most of us in that area are like some of them are fucking, they have disease. First of all, motherfuckers are, you got to reach the parents and all that other man shit. And there's too many things, man. It don't work that way, man. It don't work that way. I'm going to tell you this real quick, man. I'm gonna ask you a question, man, for a second. What do you think you can do if you're better than the light skin? What do you think? You tell me. And you're all the people, you ask the question, so apparently you're doing something wrong. So I'm asking you. Do you feel like you gotta please a man? So you thought you gotta please a daughter? So do you feel like you gotta please them both, man, for a second? Which one do you think you gotta do? And if a man, bigger, better, or sweet, both of you. Which one do you feel worth your keys? Which one do you feel like you have to do, sir? And I will wait for your answer, sir. Because the thing about this show that we try to get you guys to do is be accountable for the things that you say. Own your things and know why you're saying them. So I'm just telling you real quick, you're smart. Okay, right. I understand what you're doing now. But there is a reason why you ask the question real quick. That's what I'm asking. Give me the reason why. Because apparently it sounds like you are in a situation now where your girl is telling you my mother doesn't like you or some shit like that. I need your honesty. That's all I'm asking you, sir. This is not me judging. This is not me being mad at you. I'm not even going to give you a grade. I'm just trying to get you all to see what I'm talking about. When you say a statement, you got to stand by that statement. And you got to back that statement up. And last but not least, you got to know why you're saying what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. So talk to me. Talk to me, please. What's going on to make you ask that question? Be honest, sir. Come on, sir. We're not doing that. Come on. We just want you to be honest, man. What's up? Come on, man. Put away, man. But this is what happens. Guys, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is why a lot of you guys know it. Let me see. It's a mind of action. But guess what, man? Thank you, Professor. Thank you for answering the question. But what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying is this. What does your mom's attitude have to do with this? What about it right there? You know. Me with you, right there. Tell me this, y'all. At 515-659-2017. When I see your number, I'm going to send you a monologue there, too. And I want to hear what you got to say, man. Because what you be saying is very important. This is why I'm discussing this. Look, a lot of guys go into this, and you see the TV all the time. How many fucking times do you see this fucking TV shows and movies where the guy is like, you know, I want to post things? Well, you got to be my parents first. You got to see the proof of my daddy and my mom. And the motherfucker, the motherfucker goes over there, and then I was like, hey, can I call the number? 515-659-2017, yes, sir. Call in, and I'll call you, okay? I wish I was just working here and such a thing like me. I got a lot of situations like me. I want a red book. What I'm saying is this is what is in the room. A lot of you guys don't know the power that you have. not just with him. Oprah, you can't call MS. Oprah, thank you. With him. Tell me what your mother is doing to me. Explain to me what your mother is doing to you to be disrespected. And then I'm going to tell you in a real man fucking love. Tell me what your mother is doing to you that disrespected Red Pill. Then I'm going to tell you how to nut the fuck up. What is your mother doing to you that disrespected? And you know what? Red Pill, it really doesn't matter what you're doing to me. Because if you don't look that shit in the bed, you ain't going to tell me anything. And this is what you got. What's the matter with y'all? Hey, Red Pill, give me your age. Just tell me your age. This is what I want to know. Red Pill, type in your age. Y'all, man, I'm killing with this shit. Type in your age, Red Pill. Come on, Red Pill. You got a computer up in your mic, like, and the kids know this shit, you got a monkey or a rat, but, ah, where is it? Goddamn. What I'm saying to you is this, I'm 27 years old, okay? And this is really my point, because I appreciate the question that you're asking. The question I got to ask for you and all these other guys that have problems, I guess y'all have issues with law and bail, is when are you going to let the fuck up, and when are you going to say, look, ma'am, you have no right to talk to me that way, and I appreciate it if you don't. And if you're talking to me that way, I'm done. You are not to do that. Hey, Joe, I can do that last. You're allowed to do that. Yeah, Joe, I can do that last. But what I'm saying to you, Red Pill, is this, man. And this is a lot of things a lot of y'all guys on the team. You don't let anybody smoke shit from you. Now, understand this, and I'm going to be honest with you. At your job, sometimes the manager or the boss is going to talk shit to you. And that's probably the only time you got not stupid, but you can shut the fuck up and let them fuck around and slap in your mouth and you go about your way. So what I'm saying to you right now, from the moment you are born until the moment you leave the home, the only person that can talk shit to you, the only person that can still move you to go to bed, then you gotta wake up, then you gotta take a bath, then videos, then TV shows to watch, how long you can go outside and play, then you gotta get your ass home, then you gotta do your homework, is man. Okay. Your parents. I'm sorry, my name is Mr. Williams and Paul. It's your parents. The Red Pill, once you walk out that door and become a M-A-N, then at that point, Red Pill, you are not to let anybody, man, woman, victim, rock monster, unicorn, or smoke, fuck it to you. You do not let anybody disrespect you. And I don't give a fuck if you are engaged to her daughter. Her mother and her father, her brother, her sister, her cousin, her grandmother, all of my brothers, even if you're trying to get with somebody, has no right to tell you what the fuck you should be doing with your life. They have no right to raise their voice at you. They have no right to disrespect you. They have no right to put their hands on you. And they damn sure have no right to start telling her how she should live her life with you. Because I swear to you, as my name is Steve, the dude Jeopardy motherfucking Williams, that if I was ever with a fucking woman and her parents started telling her to do this way, if she started looking at me, I'd pass my fucking name, she's gone. Okay. Is it more than 30 years? She's gone. Gone. So I'm putting this shit, man. The problem is, neither did you have. So what y'all lying to the world of science? And I don't understand why. Well, I'm just making something. What I'm saying here to you is that, and I hate you to say what it says, but I hate the most is the terminology that y'all use in the aftercare. And I'm going to correct you real quick, and this is very important that you need to understand. Okay? The same way I need you, whenever you ask the questions of what's going on, don't say what if her mother doesn't like you. I want you to own it by saying, I need to know what I've done to allow this fucking woman to treat you like a fucking bitch. Now, I'm not calling you a bitch. Because I'm just saying that she's treating you like a woman. Because when you guys out there alive, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, and start to put on your life, and they're muttering your shit, and they are gossiping and taking their business on the street, that's when your motherfucking man. That's when you. That's what ain't happening to no real motherfucking man. Your man ain't gonna do that shit, man. Your man ain't putting up with that shit. Ain't putting up with that shit at all. Well, take a real quick 30-second break here to make your man mindset shit. Put the man mindset, I'm the man with the green, and I am answering that call. Let's just go ahead and do a quick ad. We'll be right back. We're back at the Man Mindset. I'm again. We are here to answer questions. I'll tell you all, man. But Rasta. Oh, I love Rasta Thor. What's up, Rasta? I love that. Yeah, I love Rasta Thor. What's up, Paper Bingo? What's up, Paper Bingo? I'm going to tell y'all Rasta when they win. I'm going to tell y'all that shit up. You can't pull the pin out. I'm going to break this again. Now, most of these guys are not cool women or nothing like that. 10, 12, so I won't go through all 10. I'll just keep it at 5 or something like that, okay? Tell me how you react to this. Now, something more emergent. This is your pattern. Now that we say it for you. Before you do anything with those other three fucking women, you get your shit together and get your ass checked out. Do not transmit any diseases to these fucking women. And matter of fact, if I was taking to another level or something, I would say you leave those bitches alone until you realize the value of your fucking strong and your last name. But for some reason, you just knucklehead and sucking these women down. And you don't do that. That's not stupid, man. I want to hear if the weapon's going to feel good. Let me ask you a question. You want 18 years with a fucking woman that you don't even like? You want to do 18? You want to do the time? Keep fucking these women well and see what happens. And like I said, I don't want to wish anything bad on you guys as far as diseases, but, man, you might be... Hey, I don't know, man. But what I'm saying is this, and this is what is really important. When you have a top five, okay, these are top five women that are the best of the best women, okay? Now, we're going to talk about women too, because women too are something that most of y'all don't even know. I don't even say number one, but if you can have number one. And then I want a chick who's really wifey clothes. That means she's like a wild and wild kind of woman that's very loyal. But I'm not saying get married, so she's not fucking around the room. And number two is a potential number one. maybe the number two has a few phases off that holds it back from being number one. But the question here is so much staff, she holds that number two spot. So that's not you guys. We're not even talking about number two. We're talking about 3, 4, 5, and now you mean the big medicine, scabby rides and shit. Now, 3, 4, 5 are what you call tradable women. Because if you're doing this correctly, when you're going out and you're meeting women, you got potential women that can get on the roster. But if you stop, let me give you an example. Let's say you got one that, you know, she's a good girl, and, you know, she likes to work, but, you know, I don't have sex right off the bat. I'm not one of those girls. Let's wait a while. You know, you throw your ass back in the water, you put her ass in what I call the practice squad. See, practice squad women are the kind of women you just kind of step through here and there and kind of chip away at that chick. But you don't know what they got. Some of these practice squad women have potential to be on the roster. That's why they practice squad. But you do have some women out there that you're going to waste your time, but don't have to keep it. Very small things you throw away. But if you got a little bit of potential, you put her ass in the practice squad until she's ready to go and then you up. But until then, you just keep her around. And don't spend a lot of time, if you any time, really. You stop there, you know, man, since that chick is on the coaching because she's kind of like wasting time, but she's got enough potential. No. The other thing about purchase, man, as a queen, you must be patient. Now, don't get me wrong. As a queen, you do everything you want. Don't get that from your situation. But what I'm saying is, if you don't have the patience for that, then you know what to ask about the rewards, okay? But what I say, now, see, you got a good girl, girls, all got to have something over 20 years. I mean, I say to you, you need like 5 or 7 years. And y'all can be truly moving looking like a baseball partner. That's all we do. See, all we would do is, well, I was like, Jerry, well, I know I can't say that in the Cowboys, so I'm going to say, I'm not saying that because Jerry's trying to suck. I was the Robert Kraft of the football my dog. I was the New England Patriots when it came to this shit. Because I knew, like, real folks said, many times a win. I was always doing two rapid things. Got no one to hold him, no one to hold him, no one to walk away, and no one to run, like I knew. So, I was winning that shit. And what I mean, I was tired of the motherfucker that was going to get rid of it. That's when I practiced it up to my other dog. That's when I was closing. What? What you got to do? I'm gonna give you my 7th and 9th. I'm gonna give you 7 and 9. We're like, whoa. You act like you don't want my 4. No. I sometimes I don't trust the women that my boys have. I do something a little bit different. I play the game out. I don't want the women that they have in the roster. I'm giving them a woman to win to be able to move myself in a position to have first deal with the women. Because when you're a pack of motherfucking assholes, hey, whatever you get, man, it's competition. I love competition. But there ain't nothing in the world like nothing in motherfucking sitting back and waiting for you to be my little I mean to do other little things. So what I would do, I would practice the 79 up. I tell you, hey, I'll give you a 79. I work on supplemental. For us, the supplemental is if we need some new ones. Because I got that supplemental, I get so good. Now, what I mean by 79, that means when I give it to 79, I don't necessarily get this for him. I'm saying that it is okay. You are free to go talk all the jacks you want to that 79. If you're good, you're good. If you don't, you don't. So you are on track to be good. The one thing we don't do is we don't dip into somebody else's roster without fair permission by the other guy. So that's the honor code that we have amongst ourselves. But what I'm saying to you is, something more number is something that's going to know, I think you need to experience this, right? I don't even know if I'm going to experience sports anymore. the thing that you got to understand is they're going to be strong. It's not just like the downtime, because I know a lot of y'all guys, and I say this to y'all guys, a lot of y'all guys don't understand how downtime is what it's supposed to do to reach their ends. A lot of y'all guys, Thursday should be one of the most difficult, other than Christmas, I would say Thursday should be the seven of shit. There are really three difficult times with men when you have a mention. Number one is going to be Christmas. They are Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and their birthday. Those four things are critical moments in a man's life, because the thing is that you have got to decide what one of the 5, 10, or 15 million that you have. What one am I going to get? Now, again, if you do it right, we can do, we go to Valentine's Day early, get rid of her, and do something later on with somebody else. You can't do it that way, but I'm saying that what a lot of y'all guys want to say is that when you're doing this shit right, you do not have to take a woman out of Valentine's Day. Because most of these women want to cook for you. Most of these women want to show you how to appreciate you. And they will do things for you. And that's what I'm saying to you. So, I know I've been trying to work, How you manage your clients for me? Sure. The shit is easy to manage because here's the thing. Look. I called my boys and we kind of laughed at this shit. If you ever watch the third season of the show, I'm gonna tell you, I gotta look at Netflix before you see. I'm gonna tell you what you look at on Netflix. Hold on, let me show you. I'm gonna tell you what you look at on Netflix. Hold on, I'm looking at it right now. I'm gonna tell you what you look at. When I saw this shit, it was so funny that they did the kind of shit that we were doing. Now, depending on where she's at on the rock or something, okay, if she's like a 1, 2, 4, you're gonna talk to a 1 and 2 a lot more than you talk to a 5, 6, 7, 8. Because most of the women below that 9 right here, they already have relationships, so probably married, living with somebody, so the ones below 5 are like the ones that you got some time to, go ahead and holler at me, I'll get at you, blah, blah, blah. So, they look at you guys talking to bitches all the time, man. I'm trying to find it, but I got to show a show on Netflix called Narcos. I think it is season 3? Total, let me see. No, 2 of them. And 1 of them is lovely. So, okay, I told you that season 3 of Narcos. So they had the 3 brothers running and the drug cartel. And they had one brother that had 3 bitches. He had a Monday, Tuesday bitch. He had a Wednesday, Thursday bitch. He had a Friday, Saturday bitch. And then on Sunday, all 3 of them got together to spend time with him. That's how cold that nothing was. That's what I'm telling my nothing. That's how cold it is. But again, it's fucking natural plants, because it's plants that not necessarily breed in your area. You can have 1 overseas, 2 overseas. You can have fucking 4, and maybe 1 in Italy, 1 in France, 1 in Germany. You can probably have one in, I don't know, one in Florida, one in New York, one in California, one in fucking Nevada. I mean, they spread out. Then you have a couple things around your city. You got one on the north side, one on the west side, one on the east side, one on the fucking south side. And then if your area is made up of different cities around surrounding cities, you might have you got a city residency, you that's how you have something. You have it spread out where you can reach them, or they can come to you. So that's just how that should work. Now, any questions? Now, this is good. That's going to be a good answer question. I'm passing. We got like 20 minutes to go, so I'm going to answer any questions I've got. Now, let me know what's up, man. Talk to you, boy. I'm going to run a check with you. You're going to close with me.